Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Monday, March the 20th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and we are joining the White House live today for a special celebration. President and First Lady are there to acknowledge the celebration of Nowruz and deliver remarks. Let's join them live now at the White House.
And swirling in the marble of each fireplace, it tells the stories and legends of where we've come from and who we've been. And yet, standing here in front of a beautiful Hafsine, hearing music by DJ Danny, and as we eat incredible food prepared by Chef Nassim Ali Khani. Where are you? Where are you, Chef? I met you earlier. You must be here. Somewhere? Well, you'll eat her food a little later. We know that the White House, too, can grow and evolve and begin something new. With our unique talents and traditions, with our love and laughter, with our faith in the future that we want, we breathe new life into these halls. This is an historic house, but you make it a home, alive with purpose and possibility. So let's begin once again. Be reborn in hope and healing, wisdom and love. And now it is my pleasure to introduce astronaut and future commander of our next mission to the International Space Station, Lieutenant Colonel Jasmine Mobelli.
Could I have imagined I would get to say these next words right here in the White House? Nowruz Shoma Mubarak. Nowruz means new day. It is a celebration of the arrival of spring and all the hope that comes with it. It is a holiday full of symbolism, with each element of the Hafsine, or seven S's, being representative. Growing up, my brother and I took part in preparing the Hafsine. We would help grow the sabzeh, a symbol of rebirth and growth, which often came in the form of a chia pet in our household. The goldfish, a symbol of progress, was often one that my brother or I had won at a school fair. The ayna, or mirror that we used, a symbol of self-reflection, was the same one that had been used at my parents' wedding, would eventually be used at my wedding, and now sits at my family's Hafsine table. And this year, for the first time, my daughters were able to participate as well by decorating the eggs and growing the sabzeh at our Hafsine. Last week, I went back to my elementary school and spent some time with the young students there. I remember when I was a student, my mom would come in each Nowruz and speak to my classmates about the holiday and our culture. It was at that same elementary school that my dream of someday becoming an astronaut began. While visiting, one of the students asked me, "Are you going to be the first woman to walk on the moon?" They were referring to NASA's Artemis program, which just last year completed its first test flight, Artemis 1, and will soon return astronauts to the moon, paving the way for future human missions to Mars. I answered, simply and honestly, "I don't know, but I could be." Isn't it amazing that I could say with complete honesty, as an Iranian-American woman who wasn't even born here, that I have just as much chance as anyone else of being on the Artemis 3 mission. That I've even had the opportunity to become a NASA astronaut in the first place, and that later this year, my lifelong dream of launching to space will come true, as I will have the honor of commanding the Crew 7 mission to the International Space Station. Each Nowruz, we give thanks for our blessings and look ahead to the future. Even during difficult times, we hope for renewal and transformation. Reflecting on this past year, I stand here so proud of my Persian heritage, but also incredibly proud to be an American. It is now one of the greatest privileges of my life to introduce someone who celebrates the many vibrant cultures and traditions that make up our nation, someone who understands the importance of taking everyone with us as we push the boundaries of exploration, that in doing so we benefit America, our beautiful planet, and those on it. Please join me in welcoming the President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Lieutenant Colonel, I just want one commitment from you. When you head to Mars, you won't take Jill. She can be gone too long. An astronaut, a Marine, a mom, fellow American will take us to the moon, Mars, and beyond. That's America. Think about it. That's who we are. Good afternoon, everyone. As we celebrate new beginnings, Jill and I, along with Kamala and Doug, are honored to host a new national tradition. I say a new national tradition. The rarest reception on this scale ever held in the White House. The celebration that's been a millennium in the making, observed by millions of people around the world this very day. The roots in nation in ancient Persia. You know, one that was carried on by people in the gardens of Shiraz. Mountains of Kabul and Erbil, the shores of Baku and beyond, most of which I got a chance to visit. But I got to get to come home too. And one that has always been honored and new by diverse diaspora communities across the United States, including all of you. You know, folks, the start of a new year that reminds us of hope and what lies ahead of these darkest times so many have been through. We know that this year's holiday comes at a difficult time for many families. Hope, where it's needed more than ever, is going to be coming. Hope for families in Turkey and Syria who are grieving for the loss of far too many loved ones from that devastating earthquake. Hope for people in Afghanistan who continue to struggle with a grave humanitarian crisis. Hope for women of Iran who are fighting for their human rights and fundamental freedoms. Isn't it amazing how young your daughters or granddaughters are, how they're moved by what they see on television? It's amazing. Thank God it's hard for them to believe. It's hard for them to believe. The United States stands with those brave women and all the citizens of Iran who are inspiring the world with their conviction, and I have to emphasize their courage, their genuine courage. And together, with our partners, we're going to continue to hold Iranian officials accountable for their attacks against their people. I also want to recognize two proud Iranian Americans with us today who know better than anyone the power of holding on to hope and the possibility of a new day. Jason, where's Jason? Back there. And Rosaya. Look, Jason, you're both been both unjustly detained in Iran, Jason, for 544 days. We worked very hard to bring him home when I was vice president. Thank you for both for being here today. And to all those those who have missions of change in Iran or anywhere in the world know that you are not forgotten and we will not try stop trying to get you home. Returning wrongfully detained and people held hostage, particularly Americans and their families, is a top priority for this administration. I'm very glad to say that just today, an American aid worker, Jeff Woodke, has been released after spending 6 years hostage in a terrorist prison. Soon to return with his wife and family, and will continue our work to bring home all Americans held hostage that are unjustly detained. You know, in the 14th century, the Persian poet Hafez, said, "Out of the great need, we are holding hands and climbing. Out of the great need, we are holding hands and climbing." All around the world, wherever we need, the need is great. This holiday offers a moment for us to reach out together to begin to climb toward a new day, one full of hope and new possibilities. I thank all of you who've continued to spread the hope for this holiday across every part of our own country. We see it in the homemade pastries, the new presents exchange. We hear it in the sound of children banging pots and the laughs of families who come together. And we feel it in the communities that gather to make this celebration such a joyous part of American culture, one that reflects the soul of who we are as a nation. You know, it's a soul that we also see reflected in this I'm tempted to walk over. Anyway, the sprouts remind us of that we can always begin anew. The vinegar that symbolizes the power of tolerance. The apple that inspires us to believe in a more beautiful and healthy future. And even the table itself, a place where we gather in unity. A place where young and old come together to honor the past and the present. A place where we may disagree and debate, but we always, always there's a seat for everyone. That's America at our best. Resilient, tolerant, courageous, hopeful, diverse. That's who we are. We're the only nation in the world built on an idea. Every other nation, that's not hyperbole. Every other nation is based on things like geography, ethnicity, religion. We're the only nation built on an idea that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, etc. We've never fully lived up to it, but we've never, ever walked away from it. That's due in large part to the ways of immigrant families who've come from every part of the world to push our nation ever forward, renewing and reinvigorating our nation, generation after generation after generation. We see that today in this very room. Maybe you or your parents or grandparents came to America uncertain of what life would bring, but certain you and your children and grandchildren would be able to do anything you wanted to do here. Try it. You've grown up seeing your children forged by their heritage, but also the kinds of friendships found every day in American things. Soccer practice, band practice, just those special times. And all the things that make an extraordinary life in our generation, in our great nation. Thanks to all of you for enriching the soul of this nation. Thank you for adapting old traditions anew to tell the ongoing story of America. One firmly stamped by your experiences. Let me close with this. Few periods have been more challenging to our world than the one we're going through right now. We face an inflection point. I had a professor who said an inflection point is when you're going down the highway 65 miles an hour and you radically turn 5 degrees to the right. You never get back on the course you were on. Well, recent decisions points, the decisions we make today are going to determine the course of our future for the next several decades to come. Now more than ever, we need you. We need you engaged in the work of our time to help fulfill the promise of this nation. The same promise of opportunity, equality that brought you and your families here in the first place. That's what I hope for this very day. To celebrate and connect. To feel the pride of community. To keep the faith in our country. Out of a great need, we're holding hands and climbing. Have to keep climbing. I've never been more optimistic in my life about the future of this country. I mean that sincerely. Let's remember who in God's name we are. We are the United States of America. And mean this from the bottom of my heart, there is nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together. Happy Nowruz to all of you and your families, and may God bless you all. Before the reception begins, we have a special performance for you. So we're going to get off the stage here and let you be truly entertained. Thank you.
And that was President Joe Biden, and of course preceded by First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, having a historic celebration of the Nowruz celebration. And as President Biden said, the celebration of Nowruz is the largest it's ever been at the White House in recent administrations. The White House has expanded much of its activities to include many other ethnicities and religious groups and communities that previously had not been invited to the White House. So the White House has become more reflective of the diversity of America. Nowruz has been celebrated in Iran and the Persian diaspora for more than 3,000 years. Its roots are as a feast day in Zoroastrianism, a religion practiced in ancient Persia that viewed the arrival of spring as a victory over darkness. Nowruz, which translates into New Day in the Farsi language, originated in ancient Persia more than 3,000 years ago. It marks the tradition Iranian New Year, which begins on the vernal equinox and celebrates the arrival of spring. It is a 13-day celebration that this year starts on March 20th, 2023 at 2:24 p.m. That is Pacific time. So, of course, this celebration at the White House is historic in bringing Persian culture to the awareness of Americans. On the day of Nowruz, the traditional Persian celebration is that there is much feasting, visiting family members and friends, and exchanging gifts. A wide range of cultural performances and traditions also take place. Children are often given small toys and traditionally play with color-painted eggs. So if you're hearing this 3,000-year-old celebration reflect in some of the other traditions from other communities, well, of course, as a human family, we often do many of the same things. So as with the exchanging of gifts, many will hear a Christmas kind of tradition, and as well as the giving of toys to children, and of course, the traditional painting of eggs, colorfully painted eggs, can easily remind one of the Easter celebration passed down and becoming a part of the Christian belief. So with much of the expansion of the acknowledgement of the many different ethnic groups that make up the American population, other populations are becoming more aware of the traditions of their immigrant neighbors and perhaps we share information about each other's traditions, there can develop more of a mutual appreciation and respect. This is what President Joe Biden, along with First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, and the Vice President Kamala Harris, and all of the staff seek to do as they expand the availability of the White House to acknowledge many of the traditions of the various ethnicities that make up the fabric of America and the world. People all over the world celebrate Nowruz, but it originated in the geographical area called Persia in the Middle East and Central Asia. And for those who may not have a globe in their home or a map of the world, the area known as the Middle East is that peninsula, that space of land between Northeast Africa and Asia. And it is a connecting piece for those two great land masses. The distinct culture of Persia is reflected in the language, the food, the music, and leisure activities that developed among the many people and ethnic groups who live in this area that is now known as Persia. And as the presenter mentioned earlier, there is a wide celebration based on longtime traditions, and it remains a holy day for Zoroastrians, Baha'is, and even some Muslim countries. Presently, it is, while it's largely a secular holiday for many celebrants and enjoyed by people of several different faiths and backgrounds, it is also considered one of the holy days or holidays for the Persian people, who are also involved in a number of faiths, including Zoroastrianism and Baha'ism and Islam. It is a celebration that is marked with a festival called Shab-e Charshanbe Sori, which translates as Scarlet Wednesday. So now the White House has added this as one of its events, and people who are of Persian descent feel the inclusion that comes with the acknowledgement of this special day. Even as many Persians celebrate this long-time tradition, the Muslim world is preparing for the celebration of Ramadan, another global celebration. Ramadan is the 30-day of fasting, scheduled to begin March 22nd, 2023, and end on the evening of Thursday, April 20th, 2023. So in another 2 days, the Muslim world will begin this process, which is marked by 30 days of fasting, and the act of fasting is meant to remind Muslims of the less fortunate and to reinforce the need to be thankful. As one of the five pillars or duties of one following the Islamic faith, fasting during the month of Ramadan is mandatory for all healthy adult Muslims. And this year, the first day of fasting in Mecca will likely be Thursday, March 23rd, based on the sighting. Of the moon. And of course, the pre-sunrise to sunset fast lasts anywhere from 12 to 18 hours, depending on where you are in the world. According to the Muslim belief, Ramadan is the month with the first verses of the holy book, the Quran, were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad more than 1400 years ago. The fast entails abstinence from eating, drinking, smoking, and sexual relations during daylight hours to achieve greater consciousness of God, or in the Arabic language, taqwa. Ramadan begins 10 to 12 days earlier each year, and this is because the Islamic calendar is based on the lunar Hijri calendar, with months that are 29 or 30 days long. This year, the first day of fasting, of course, beginning at sunset on March 22nd, the first full day of fasting will likely be on Thursday. Because the lunar year is shorter than the solar year by 11 days, Ramadan is observed twice, or will be observed twice in the year 2030, first beginning on January 5th, then starting on December 25th. And as the White House continues to practice its inclusion of the many ethnicities and religious and cultural celebrations to bringing you the information on the acknowledgement of the month of Ramadan, and of course, after the end of the 30-day fasting, is the celebration of Eid. And we look forward to the acknowledgement from the White House for this celebration in acknowledging the many Muslims around the world that will be observing Ramadan. And there are now many elected officials of the Islamic faith throughout the nation that of course, bring religious observation to the awareness of those who are practicing other faiths or no faiths at all, but are now being made aware of the presence of those who are observing another cultural practice. As President Biden stated, America is a nation founded on an idea, and it seeks to continue to further that idea and seeks to exemplify that idea with its practice. So the idea of one nation under God challenges those of various faiths, beliefs, cultural backgrounds, and ethnicities to see the unity and the diversity. And that is the challenge of America. That's all for today. You've been listening to On Air Daily News for Monday, March 20th. 2023. I'm Naima Latif. Join us again tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and wherever you are in the world, you can listen in the archives or join us live. Until that time, enjoy the rest of your day.